Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to hear people clearly and sense when they are in or out of alignment. And from this clarity, she empowers people to find and trust their spiritual zone of genius that's within and understand exactly how to regain their alignment and rediscover their divine purpose. So I am super excited to introduce Nicole Ronigan. Now, Nicole is an essential oil intuitive, and she draws from many resources in her practice of spiritually aligned life and business coaching, teaching, and facilitating healing. Nicole is certified in Holy Fire 3, Karuna Reiki, Full Body Flowology, Aroma Touch Technique, and utilizes tools from universal languages such as astrology and the Enneagram, emotion code, tapping, trauma awareness, meditation, and divine unconditional love. Nicole teaches discernment, discovery, and development of people's spiritual gifts to help them cultivate their unique practice of aligned, attuned, and abundant living. Nicole's circles are sacred spaces where lasting friendships and collaboration is created and everyone feels safe to heal and shine. Well, welcome, Nicole. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you for having me, Wendy.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just got to tell you, I just love how you're helping people really tap into their own divine power to create lives that are filled with ease and abundance. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah. Helping people find their spark and come alive is the most joyful way to spend a day. So it's my favorite.
Yeah, there's nothing like feeling that shift between the ho-hum to the spark. So yeah, I love that. Well, so Nicole, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start this coaching practice and this deep healing work?
When I was, my intuitive gifts started opening up, I was in a very different spiritual space where I wasn't really allowed. And so a big part of it was, as I was discovering what was happening with me, I knew a lot of people that also could use that information and guidance. And so I took a coaching program fall of 2016 and quickly turned into a coaching business.
Wow. So it sounds like you were in a situation where it was holding you back from really stepping into the fullness of who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. So 2016 is when you started, you know, transitioning into this coaching role. So how long have you had your coaching and healing practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Well, it's been since 2016. Quickly I realized I have so much emotional and spiritual energy to give. And I have a Taurus moon. So I really recognized my need to build self-care in and make sure that I stayed connected to source. So that's my coaching model, is that people first find and trust their own spiritual alignment and make sure they're connected into source. So I'm not creating dependency or mm-hmm. like not becoming a guru, so to speak, mm-hmm. and really empowering people to be their own healer. And then I walk with them and help them as we facilitate healing together. So that's been my business model. And it was very awkward and lonely when the language around 2016 was all about hustling and 4-hour work weeks and biohacking and all the things. And so my model really has been spiritual alignment the whole time. And I love that that's what we're hearing more of now.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have kind of evolved, and I'd like to think it's partially because of the pandemic. You know, there's been a lot of negative things, and we'll get into maybe more about that in a little bit. I don't want to get off on that tangent, but yeah, I love the fact that people are becoming more open to the whole energy and spirituality and resonating and aligning. So yeah, that's
absolutely
an exciting evolution. I often wonder, is that just me becoming more aware and it's always been going on, or has it really becoming more of the, you know, common out there versus it's just, oh, me becoming enlightened? So I never know which comes first, you know, the chicken or the egg. So
it's probably hard a little to bit know. Of both. Yeah, I think a little bit of both. People yeah. are realizing that like very masculine model of, you know, squeezing the most you can out of people isn't really working. It's not sustainable. So we're shifting right. more into a nurturing type of mm-hmm. More integrated way of being.
Right. Yeah, I agree. That's why I think more and more people are really open to my approach to selling, which is not that kind of some of the words you yeah. described are kind of the old school ways. So besides this shift in awareness and going from kind of the perception of things in 2016 to now more of an open reception, have there been any other big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
I would say the biggest one for me was feeling safe to come out of the spiritual closet. Like a lot of my background was more of a traditional religious background, and mm-hmm. it wasn't, I had a lot of people asking me if I was a witch or, you know, things like that, or like trying to kind of shame me back into the fold, so to speak. And so overcoming those things inside myself and, you know, from well-meaning people who were loving me with fear, you know, like I believe they meant well, but they were afraid of the angry God scenario. So they were wanting right. to get me back on their path. And so that makes me more determined to help other people realize like we essentially all are children of God in whatever way you interpret that. And it's actually okay. And it's the plan for us to mm-hmm. have spiritual gifts and to help each other in that way. And it doesn't have to look one certain way. There's we all grope blindly around the same elephant and call it different things. But at the end of the day, I think most people want the good of all, you know, and have a love-based philosophy. So,
mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. That's, it yeah. learning to separate it.
Right. It does become a challenge, especially when you're just starting a business. And obviously that takes a lot of courage, just in turning your beliefs and what you know are truths into something that is going to ideally create a sustained financial support for yourself. And when you've got people that are within your influence or your trusted circle saying, oh my gosh, Nicole, what's happened to you? What are you thinking? What are you doing? You know, on multiple levels, that does not help at all. So can you share maybe a technique that you use to help stay true to your own inner strength and vision, and instead of, you know, maybe succumbing to the, you know, help of guidance of others?
Well, primarily when I was searching for answers, I was introduced to essential oils. And then I learned that they have physical properties, but they also have emotional benefits. And if you think of it like a tuning fork, they kind of tune your body to a certain frequency or a certain emotional vibration so that you can then, you know, replicate that in your life. So I used essential oils a lot. And then when I learned a technique called full body flowology, it's essentially foot zoning and reflexology, but you apply the essential oil with intention to that spot. Mm-hmm. And then the Chinese medicine principles of how there are specific emotions that reside in those body systems and organs, I was able to intuitively connect the oil to the point on the foot or on the body, and then realize what needed to be released. And honestly, we release primarily through forgiveness, through acceptance and forgiveness, and like going through the grief cycle essentially. And so just like any type of healing, but for me primarily it's been essential oils in the body. And then I've recently gotten more training and study into astrology and seeing that the things in my body are actually reflected in my chart too. So there's that resonance of going, oh, I can actually look inside myself and outside myself and find my alignment. So that's primarily what I've done. But yeah, sometimes it looks like tapping, and I use stones and other tools as well, singing bowls and drums, and I love sound baths, but primarily it's the oils and the body that have brought me to this point.
Right. Yeah. That's fascinating. Really fascinating.
Yeah.
Because energy is, right, it is the constant mm-hmm. and the common denominator between everything. And so mm-hmm. regardless of the modality, it's all comes down to energy and shifting that or resonating or aligning that. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Really yeah. fascinating to me. And Nicole, you're obviously an expert at helping people gain this alignment and tap into their own divine purpose. But, you know, my question, of course, is how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Mm-hmm. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, when you ask me that question, I do have a high enrollment rate, but it's because I invite people that I feel inspired to invite. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of curate my courses and my circles. But when it comes to putting myself out there on a large scale and inviting people in and doing the tried and true methods of sales and enrolling, I have a little bit too much of a rebel in me that likes to recreate the wheel. And so where I'm kind of stuck is that just because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and I'm in alignment, but it's different than the norm? Or is this a block or a gremlin around putting myself out there? And am I essentially hiding? So mm-hmm. That's my impasse right now.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand that. And you're definitely not alone in that kind of incongruency with, wait, what's holding? Am I holding myself back or what's going on here? You know, and some people describe it as imposter syndrome or some people, and basically it's just, you know, am I holding myself back or am I being really intentional?
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that I always like to share with my clients that is usually very liberating and empowering is that you know yourself, the truths within you, and you know the power and of the outcomes and the impact of your work. And you know the principles that are guiding that are bigger than each one of us. And so, you know, the old saying is when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Mm. And people are evolving, you know, or it doesn't matter the age, right? We're all evolving, growing, becoming. And your message will resonate with the people who are ready. And by continuing to be very specific in terms of who it is you serve, what are the powerful outcomes of your work. And even, you know, although we don't want to create early disbelief, or, you know, sometimes people, you know, assume they know what you're talking about, but then they don't really. So it's best to not provide too much granular detail in your messaging, other than the fact you do want people to be clear as to this isn't your typical approach to finding your inner self-confidence, you know, or your inner mm-hmm. healing, you know. And so you want to provide some clarity about your methodology. But the bottom line is, you always want to be true to yourself and understand that it's your business that you're creating, and you only want to work with those people who are ready mm-hmm. for the kind of work you do. And then go as loud and proud as you possibly can. So stand your ground and be loud and proud, because a lot of people are like, well, I'm afraid of criticism. I'm afraid of what they'll think. Well, there are a lot of people who are going to not be ready for you. And that's up to them. That doesn't mean anything for you, because there are those people who are ready. And be loud and proud about keep continuing to go forward with a very clear message that helps your ideal client really self-select. It's like, that's me. And boy, that's really something I'm struggling with. And boy, would I love to have that instead, you know, that outcome. And then when you own your own strength, and like I call it, you know, zone of genius, and then just loud and proud about it. And just like you discovered early on when it wasn't safe, really, you felt to come out with your spiritual vision and mission, you did anyway, you know, and you took some speed bobbles, right? And so this is kind of the same way, to just stay true to you, but get really clear with your message and continue your approach. I love your approach of inviting. That's pure, you know. So hopefully that supports you in gaining a different perspective or insight around, am I off in my approach, or should I be doing something different? So anyway, hopefully that helps provide some clarity.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Nicole, we have just, you know, been experiencing something that has really rocked the world for, you know, so many of us in so many different ways, and that's the pandemic. And it has really created quite the ripple effect, not just people reimagining health and how quickly things can shift, but also their own sense of self, because, you know, routines have been changed up, and, you know, the way that we've been kind of in a normal status quo of doing things have become altered. So can you speak a little bit to the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Sure. I found it really a huge blessing and a reminder of why it's so important to be seeking every day guidance and direction from your source, because I had an impasse. I think it was like February of 2020 or something. I had an opportunity to sign a lease for a physical space, but because I had primarily taken my business online when my family and I went on an RV trip, so I was already really comfortable cultivating space and doing remote healing work through, you know, Zoom, because that's what I did to stay connected with my people when we went on our trip. And then when we relocated back to the Pacific Northwest, I was like, oh, well, is the next step, kind of like what I'm asking now, is the next step to keep doing what I'm doing or to go big, right? Well, is the next step to keep doing what I'm doing, or is it to get an office space or whatever? And then I was about to do it, and then the gal said that she had already leased it out. So I was like, oh, there's my answer. So I do tend to do a watch and wait approach. I'm like a receptive person. It tends to, like, my messages tend to come through synchronicities and serendipities and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so, it affected me, but in a positive way, because I felt like I had been prepared. And then I was able to help other spiritual entrepreneurs in my circle get their stuff online and help walk them through that, because they'd already kind of gone through the growing pains and the multiple platforms and stuff. So it was actually my best business year.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the case for everyone. So I have a lot of gratitude for that.
Right. Well, it just stands to reason that the work that you do, it's such a impactful process. And in fact, you know, maybe you can share a little bit more specifically about how you do work with people who want to, you know, finally discover and tap into their spiritual gifts and live that aligned, attuned, and abundant life. Can you share a little bit more about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, I would love to. I feel like I give people permission to be who they already are in a way. So like, so when we have a conversation, like it's really easy to tell for me, what they're excited about and, who they are. And when people talk, you can kind of tell when they get into their stories or when their traumas are coming up or things like that, and what's really truly their authentic blueprint. So a lot of times the best way to get started is just a one-off session with me. Mm-hmm. And then you can either apply that towards a package if you want to do individual work. Occasionally twice a year I do coaching programs or group coaching programs. Mm-hmm. And courses, but I've been shifting into circles, creating circles for women. And it's primarily spiritual entrepreneurs who are healers that are continuing to do their own healing work. And so we create safe containers and community to do that with. So a lot of times people will do a one-off session and then they'll decide from there if they want to do individual sessions or if they want to go into more of a community setting with me.
Got it. No, that makes a lot of sense, just depending on where people are at with what they want to feel the support around. And those, you know, the group settings are really powerful, as well as obviously working with you one-on-one. So, well, how can listeners learn more about you and this, your expertise and the work that you're doing?
Well, you can really get a good feel for who I am and what lights me up and how much I love my family and all that. On Instagram. So my Instagram handle is Nicole Ronigan Wellness. And then my website for my programs and sessions is theessentialnicole.com.
Okay, perfect. So Instagram is where you hang out. And so that's Nicole Ronigan Wellness. And look for that hyperlink in the show notes. And then your URL again, can you say that please?
Sure. It's theessentialnicole.com.
Okay. Theessentialnicole.com. What a great URL.
Well, thank you.
Theessentialnicole.com. All right. Fantastic. Well, Nicole, you already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, I think it's important, like as an introvert anyways, I mean, maybe this would be different for an extrovert. Maybe they would want to go out with a friend or connect with someone and have them remind them how awesome they are. But for an introvert like me, to really go inside and remember that we each have our own connection to source and divine gifts that we were uniquely given. And so to really go back to who we are and what we're here for. And if you need help with that, obviously that's what I do. But we all have an inner knowing. And like you were saying to me, we can tell when it's truly us, and when, like, if it doesn't bring you joy, don't do it. Like I tell my friends, if it doesn't feel as good or it doesn't make you as excited as an orgasm, don't do it. Don't waste your time. It's not going to give you, it's not going to give you the things that you need to carry you through the hard times. You know, if you don't wake up and love what you do every day, then don't do it. Find something you do love to do. And you can look into your fifth house, your astrology fifth house, for some clues of that, or, obviously a session with me, but mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't love it, don't do it.
Interesting. Yeah, that's powerful and that's gutsy. Yeah. You know, to put it out there in a way that if it isn't that thrilling and, you know, energizing, then well, maybe there's something else. So
right. Yeah. And if everyone did what they were designed to do, and we were doing our job, then the whole world, like, we would have the most joyful grocery store workers and the most joyful car mechanics and the most joyful doctors and nurses, you know.
I forget the band that did it, but celebrate good times.
Yes.
Everybody would be dancing in the streets.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's powerful. And it's a bold challenge and I love it. I love that you're on this mission to create that sort of reality for all of us. So well, Nicole, it's just been great hearing about your journey from the career path that you were on and realizing that, you know, I'm just not really fully being myself. And it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time to step into my truths and walk my talk. And then, you know, through your own discovery and process, creating all these different modalities that you become an expert within. And now this impactful work that you're doing as a spiritually aligned life and business coach, teacher, and facilitator, helping people cultivate their unique practice of aligned, attuned, and abundant living. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. This was awesome.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Nicole Ronigan through her Instagram. Follow her on Instagram, and that's Nicole Ronigan Wellness. And be sure to go to her website, theessentialnicole.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Nicole Ronigan. And as always, here's to your success.